heard of the land of the midnight sun? Then it refers to the world's region above the Arctic Circle, which includes the country of Iceland, where Becky and I and my first two boys were blessed to live for 2 years, 2001 to 2003. But literally, in the summertime, you would look at your watch and it would be midnight, and the sun would still be shining. It's quite a phenomenon. For those who live there, it's no big deal. But for those of us who are used to Nebraska, where it's very dark at midnight, and, you know, it's quite a deal. It's pretty breathtaking, right? It's hard to get used to. But we had these really dark curtains in our apartments that kept the sun out. So that's how we were able to sleep. Otherwise, yeah, it, you could not. The sun was shining bright. And it's weird because the sun was shining bright at midnight when really our bodies were saying it should be dark. Which reminds us of this text today from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 60. As I said, today is the beginning of the season of Epiphany, and this word Epiphany means something reveals itself or shows itself. And so Epiphany is to reveal to you, to show you, the glory of your Savior Jesus Christ once again. And it comes in the words of the prophet Isaiah. And if you would like to, you can turn back to that. Verse 1 and 2 is where I'll start. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, a thick darkness, the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So we see that the way that the Bible sees the world is that they are a people that are living in darkness. And actually, the darkness began in the garden with Adam and Eve. And it's been with us ever since then. We see the results of this darkness of sin every day. We hear about it in the news. We hear about it on the radio. We see it in our own communities, in our own homes even. Innocent lives being taken. Natural disasters, disease. But the most frightening place to look at the darkness of sin is within ourselves. Over and over again, we look within ourselves for strength, and it's not there. We look within ourselves for something good, and it's not there. Because if we are honest, all that we see beneath the surface is selfishness. But we shouldn't be surprised. We see it again in the beginning, where Adam and Eve were the first to face this problem of selfishness. I want to repeat verse 2. Isaiah says, a thick darkness, or a deep darkness, is over the people. And then God says, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. This rising of the sun stands for Jesus, who's the light of the world that we celebrate once again this Christmas, who came to this earth to live a perfect life, to die the death that we deserve because of our sin, to rise, to give us new life and hope beyond this life. It's interesting that the early Christians would face the east when they would wake up in the morning and pray. It was toward the rising sun. Because when the sun rises, the darkness disappears. The same is true when Jesus shines his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy in your life. The darkness of your sin disappears. The problem is, we can become trapped. As Isaiah refers to this deep darkness, of our sin and the guilt of our sin that tries to hold us down. Whether we are repeating some sin over and over again, or we simply justify our sin, we get used to that darkness. It becomes normal. You've all heard of these night vision goggles. In the military, we are issued those for certain operations. But actually, God's given us physically all night vision in some cases, don't we? If it's dark out, you give your eyes a few seconds and they start to adjust. You know what they adjust to? Any bit of light. They will adjust somewhat. Animals have even more so, to where animals have literally night vision goggles on. Wouldn't that be cool? We don't have that. The God didn't create us with that full vision in night, because we don't need it. Because we have lights that we can turn on, right? No. But really, in a sense, God has given us these night vision goggles also to where we know that God has made everything right. That we don't have to look at the darkness of this world and our own sin and wonder if we've done enough or if we've done too much to be forgiven. Because that's why Jesus came into this world. Not to just be a good man, for us to follow his example, but ultimately to be our example and to be our rescuer, our savior from our sin. Because we still, though, can become trapped. But yet Jesus is shining. We have to allow him. As the light shines in our darkness, that it exposes the darkness. In the darkness, now our sin is exposed. And then he gives us a way. All we have to do is repent of that sin and turn from our ways, as we said in the liturgy in the beginning of the service. Which brings us to what happened with the three kings who came from the east to see Jesus. These men that we read about in the gospel and also in Isaiah 60, we're going to look at this, but these men left their land in a sense of spiritual darkness to lay their crowns at the feet of the King of all kings. Isaiah refers to them in verse 3 where he says, "Nations will come to your light, kings to the brightness of your dawn. All from Sheba, which is the east, will come bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord." There in the form of the baby, the three kings experienced the light of the nations. Meaning that the good news is that everyone is invited to believe in Jesus, to receive him, to live their life in him, to find their strength in him, and their salvation in him alone. I'll always remember our time in Iceland, the land of the midnight sun. So it is with your soul today, to be encouraged. No matter how dark the world becomes around you, the light of Christ will never, ever stop shining for or on you or through you. May this epiphany be a time when you see ever more clearly the glory of your Savior. And I'll close with these words of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.